Title: Transient Amount Automation by Section Intermediate. Alright, let's level up your drum and bass drums in Ableton Live with a technique that's way more pro arrangement than you sample every 8 bars. Today we're focusing on transient amount automation by section. Translation: we're going to control the front edge of your drums depending on where you are in the song. Intro, drop, breakdown, second drop. Same core drum sounds, but the energy feels like it evolves. Because indeed NB, transients are everything. That snap at the start of the snare, the click of the kick, the tick of hats, the bite of a break. When you automate transients by section, your drop feels like it hits harder, even if you barely change the actual volume, its impact, contrast, and momentum. Let's build it in a clean, repeatable way using stock Ableton devices. First, quick session setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Create 4 drum tracks, 1 for kick, 1 for snare, 1 break loop track, and 1 hats track. Auto tracks are totally fine. A drum rack is fine too. The key is, you have a kick and snare foundation, plus some break texture, plus hats or rides to carry the top. Now select all 4 tracks and group them. Command or Control G. Name the group drums. For arrangement, keep it simple. 16 bars intro, 32 bars drop 1, 16 bars breakdown, 32 bars drop 2. If you already have an arrangement, great. If you don't, just loop each section length so you can test the automation shape. Now we're going to build a drum group processing chain that's designed for transient automation. On the drums group, add drum bus first. Then add glue compressor. Then optionally EQ8 at the end for cleanup. Here's why that order works. Drum bus gives you macro control over attack shape. Glue then helps the kit feel cohesive after you've changed the punch. Without glue, transient boosts can make everything feel pokey and disconnected. Let's dial starting settings. On drum bus, set drive somewhere around 5-15%. This depends on your samples. If your drums are already clipped or heavily processed, lean lower. If they're clean, you can push a bit more. Set the transient control to around plus 10 as a starting point. We'll automate from there. Boom. Either off or very low. In most DNB mixes, you want your low end controlled and intentional, not randomly inflated by a boom circuit. Damp, around 10-30% if things get crispy. Damp is your friend when transient boosts start making hats feel like needles. Then on glue compressor, set ratio to 2:1, attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto or about 0.3 seconds, aim for 1-3 dB of gain reduction on peaks, and turn soft clip on. Soft clip is one of those quietly powerful DNB moves because it rounds the very top of peaks in a musical way. One important coaching note before we automate anything: stabilize your levels. Transient boosts can increase peak level a lot. And if the drop simply gets louder because peaks went up, your brain will think it's better, even if it's not actually more exciting. So here's what I want you to do. After drum bus, add a utility, just temporarily for now, and use it as an output trim. You might leave it there permanently as a level match control. The goal is, when you change transient amount, it feels like the drums step forward in depth and impact, not like you just turned them up. Cool. Next, let's organize the arrangement so your automation doesn't become a mess. In arrangement view, add locators for intro, drop 1, breakdown, drop 2. This sounds boring, but it's how you keep the workflow fast and professional. When you come back later to revise, you'll know exactly what each automation move is doing. Now the core move, automate drum bus transient by section. Press A to enter automation mode. On the drums group, open the drum bus parameter and choose transients. We're going to draw section-based values. Don't treat these numbers as rules. Treat them as starting points, because the right amount depends on how punchy your source already is. Intro. Aim somewhere between minus 5 and plus 2. The intro should feel a little rounded, slightly distant, like it's DJ-friendly and giving space for atmosphere. Drop 1. Push it. Plus 12 up to plus 25 is a typical range. This is where the drums need to speak clearly on loud systems. Breakdown. Pull it down. Minus 10 to 0. Let reverb tails, pads, and bass movement breathe. Also, this reduces listener fatigue so when the drop returns, it feels fresh again. Drop 2. You can go plus 15 to plus 30, but add movement. For example, first half of drop 2 at plus 18, second half at plus 24. That creates progression without changing the kit. Now, here's a big musical upgrade. Don't do hard steps unless you want that effect. Instead of jumping instantly from intro value to drop value, do a short ramp. One beat or one bar is usually perfect. For example, on the last bar of the intro, ramp from 0 up to plus 18. Then on the first bar of the drop, hold, and maybe creep up a couple points over the next 8 bars. That rising aggression is a classic DNB feel. The groove starts strong and then gets meaner. Advanced variation. The pre-drop vacuum. One bar before the drop, dip your transient amount even lower than your intro for a moment, then snap up exactly on the downbeat. That contrast trick makes the drop feel bigger than it actually is. It's like pulling the air out of the room and then letting it slam back in. Now let's talk about what will happen when you push transients. Harshness. More transient often means more perceived brightness and click, especially in hats and the snare crack zone around 3 to 5 kHz. So you have a couple stock options. Option 1. EQ 8 after the glue. If it's getting sharp, add a gentle high shelf around 7 to 10 kHz, cutting 1 to 3 dB. Only if needed, or do a small dip in that 3 to 5 kHz region if the snare bite starts to hurt. Option 2. Multiband dynamics as a high band controller. Set the high band to start around 4 to 6 kHz and apply gentle compression. You're not trying to crush it. You're just preventing the transient boost from turning into spitty top end. And here's a super important coaching point. Match your automation to the loudest drum element, not the whole kit. In many DNB tracks, the snare is the leader, so when you're deciding how much transient boost is correct for the drop, audition with the snare and the bass playing together. Get that relationship right first. Then bring the hats and break back in. This prevents the common issue where you push transients for the snare, and suddenly your hats become razor blades. Next, let's do break-specific transient control, because this is where jungle-style detail comes alive. Go to your break track. Method 1 is warp-based transient emphasis. Double-click the break clip. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Try the transient loop mode on forward. Then set preserve to 1/16th or 1/32nd depending on the break detail. In some versions of Live you can automate the transient envelope or related beats controls. The idea is simple. Lower it in the intro for smoothness, raise it in the drop for more bite and chop articulation. This is a classic keep it lively without oversaturating move. Method 2. Put a drum bus directly on the break track. Set intro transient around 0. Set drop around plus 10 to plus 20. Then let your drums group automation act as the overall macro energy shape. Workflow tip you should remember. Track level transient shaping is for character. Group level transient shaping is for section energy. Now let's make the drop hit even harder without just cranking knobs. Pair transient automation with micro arrangement. Try this. In the last bar of the intro, reduce transient slightly, like minus 2 points, just to set up contrast. Add a snare fill or a break teaser. Then on the first hit of the drop, jump transients to something like plus 18. If you want an extra punch without wrecking your gain staging, add a utility on the drums group and automate a tiny bump, like plus 0.5 to plus 1 dB. For only the first 2 beats, literally just the first moment. That makes the downbeat feel like a door slam, but it doesn't make the whole drop louder. For the breakdown, do the opposite. Pull transients down and let space take over. If you want, automate a send to hybrid reverb for snare tails. Lower transient means those tails read clearer, because the attack isn't dominating. Now let's make sure you don't fall into the common traps. Mistake 1. Overcranking transients while also clipping and saturating everywhere. That's how you get brittle, fatiguing drums. Mistake 2. Automating transients but ignoring tonal balance. Transients change perceived EQ. If it gets harsh, fix it with small EQ or gentle multiband moves. Mistake 3. Doing this on the master. Don't automate transient shaping across the whole mix unless you truly know why. Start on the drums and breaks first. Mistake 4. Abrupt automation steps that click or feel unnatural. Use short ramps. Mistake 5. Boosting transients when the groove is messy. Sharper attack exposes timing issues. Tighten your break warp markers. Nudge hits. Get the pocket right first. Then add the razor edge. Now, a couple pro tips for darker, heavier DNB. Parallel transient aggression is huge. Make a return track. Put drum bus with high transient and some drive, then a saturator, then EQ8 with a high pass around 150 Hz so you're not messing with sub. Send snare and break to that return more in the drop. Less in the breakdown. This adds a metallic crack layer without destroying low end. Also, automate transients down when your re-space is busiest. If the bass is really attacking in the 2 to 5 kHz zone, your drums might not need to be as sharp. Tiny reductions can stop that frequency fight and actually make the mix feel bigger. If you want heavier snares, transient up, tail controlled, raise the transient, then manage the sustain with a gate or reduce room reverb sends when the arrangement is dense. And for second drop variation, don't only think more, think different contour. Drop 1 could be steady transient at plus 20. Drop 2 could start at plus 15 and climb to plus 25 later, plus more breaks end. It feels like progression, not just louder. Let's lock it in with a quick practice exercise. Make a 64 bar structure, 16 bar intro, 32 bar drop, 16 bar breakdown. On the drums group, add drum bus and glue. Automate drum bus transient like this. Intro at minus 3, drop at plus 20, breakdown at minus 8. Add a 1 bar ramp into the drop. Then export 2 quick bounces, one with automation on, one with it off. When you listen back, ask yourself, does the drop feel louder without actually adding much gain? That's the win. And if it feels too sharp, do a tiny EQ shelf cut or ease the transient down by 2 to 5 points. One more advanced challenge, if you want to push it. Inside the 32 bar drop, change transient amount every 8 bars by 2 to 6 points, up or down, and level match with utility, so perceived loudness stays close. Add one supporting automation lane, maybe a small glue threshold change, maybe more send to your parallel transient return, maybe a subtle EQ shelf change. This is where your drops start feeling like they open up over time, even if the drum pattern stays basically the same. Let's recap the core concept. Transient amount automation by section is one of the cleanest ways to create contrast and make drops feel bigger in drum and bass. Use drum bus transient on the drums group for macro control. Optionally shape the break track separately for character. Use short ramps. Manage harshness with EQ or gentle multiband, and keep your automation organized with locators and clear lane names. This audio version is shortened for playback.